right, let's go to D.C. and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Bill.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you and Kevin and Kat. And also want to congratulate the Aggie softball team.
Yep, I tell you what, that's great. And then the tennis team made it to the finals. They lost yesterday to Stanford, but still, it's pretty good stuff going on.
Yes, it is.
Now, and just by the way, folks, if you'll go to the Houston Chronicle blog site, they analyze the congressman's tweets so that you'll know. He sends about four tweets a day, and one of the top things that he talks about is WTAW 1620. So, there.
That's right.
Yes.
I will be on a WTAW in
That's
a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. We appreciate that.
Glad to be on News Talk 1620 this morning.
Thank you. Obviously, the IRS situation, almost every committee is finding a way to get the IRS to go sit down in front of them. While you're not necessarily in that situation, I know you've got some thoughts on this whole deal.
Well, every time we have a hearing, I think we wind up developing more questions than we got answers during the hearing. And so we've had some interesting revelations. Now the IRS is claiming that they didn't target people, and I'm fascinated as to how they decided that was going to be a good defense.
We're not nearly as bad as you thought we were.
Yeah, Lerner is going to testify today. She's going to take the fifth, and usually you only take the fifth when you're involved in some sort of potential criminal activity.
Okay,
either alleged to do it or going to be charged with it. So that we found that interesting.
Yeah, let me stop for a second and let's kind of expand on that, because yes, you're right. I'm sure as a government employee, they're no different. They should get the Fifth Amendment opportunity. But I mean, again, this is somebody who is high up in the Internal Revenue Service. I mean, to me, that just flies in the face of all logic that you would believe that, because again, there's going to be the presumption of guilt no matter what the law says.
Well, true, and I don't think she was well advised to do this, because this does raise the level of angst that the American people are already feeling about the IRS, particularly in light of the revelations that have come out in the last 10 days. So I wish she wouldn't do that. We're trying to figure out what the truth is, because two things. One is the American people deserve to know. Number two is they deserve a government that's accountable. So we need to figure out what do we do to make sure this doesn't happen again. And if everybody starts clamming up on us, it's going to be a little tough to come up with a path forward.
Now, and this seems to be a bipartisan effort as well. I mean, they're both sides of the aisle. Folks are pretty upset with the IRS.
Well, yes, except for the president, and he claims this is a Republican conspiracy. But I think he's on the losing side of that argument at this point, because if you watch the Senate hearings yesterday with the personnel from the IRS, both sides were particularly upset with the testimony or lack of testimony and lack of transparency that came out of the hearing.
Yeah, I'd say Max Baucus was just about as angry as anybody I've seen in a Senate hearing any time recently. So now, 6 months ago, we were talking tax reform. We were hearing consumption tax, no matter what you wanted to call it, maybe finally getting some traction. Here, now, with the IRS in the crosshairs, I hear nothing about major tax reform. Why is that?
Well, Scott, stay tuned, because I think, if anything, this tells us more than ever we need tax reform. The tax code is exceptionally complicated, and between the testimony we heard from Apple's CEO yesterday, as well as the continuing problems we're having with an out-of-control IRS, to me, that points us toward talking about tax reform. So I think if you'll stay tuned a couple of weeks, you'll start to hear a growing chorus of people calling for tax reform. And if it were up to me, I would say that we ought to make that part of a debt ceiling deal when we start dealing with the debt ceiling in the next few months.
Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C., before we leave the IRS, let's just take a personal moment here, because you, in fact, as a member of Congress, ended up having a little back and forth with the IRS.
I did, and it's part of it's resolved, but they've never written me a letter to tell me it's fully resolved. Let me give you a quick timeline so we can tell you how it came about. First of all, the Waco Tea Party got a notice back in early February of 2012 that they had to provide more information. They contacted us a few days later. I looked at it and said, hey, this is egregious and over the top. There's something wrong here. So I wrote a letter to the IRS on March the 7th. Of course, they blew me off and didn't, and ignored me. So I got 62 other members of Congress to sign this letter with me. And so we sent a new letter on April the 23rd. But when they got one that had 63 members of the House signing it, they had to pay attention. So on June 15th, they wrote me a letter back regarding the this targeting that I'd asked about, and they basically did not respond. They were unresponsive to that. And lo and behold, on July the 16th, I get a letter questioning my 2010 return.
Yours.
Mine. Yeah. My personal return. And when you look at what they were trying to allege, it was just over the top. I mean, it was either gross incompetence. They were basically trying to say that the investments I had in my IRA were taxable to me personally. Well, you know, most of our listeners know that your IRA has a separate tax ID number.
Right.
And so the investments that were attributable to that had the correct tax ID number on them and everything. I don't know how the IRS was able to try to say that they were taxable to me personally. You know, we filed two returns, one for the IRA and one for me.
Sure.
And so anyway, we wrote them back and that we haven't heard back from them except on one small issue that got resolved, but the other big issues are still outstanding. So yeah. I didn't think anything about it until I was at a press conference last week, and several Tea Party folks spoke at this press conference, and they were talking about how their members got targeted, how their donors got targeted. I thought, I wonder if that's what happened to me.
Connecting dots now.
Yeah, now, I don't know. I'm not alleging that they did because it's hard to know. But, you know, here's the issue. Once the federal government loses the trust of the people, then you have to assume that there might be, as the president would like to say, that there's tyranny around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, the IRS has lost all trust with the American people.
Not good days for them. Now, the other thing I guess that we need to be concerned about is, as the media zeroes in on this one thing, the IRS seems to be the hot button issue right now. There are some other things that are going on. So, I mean, kind of give us some overview of things that we really don't see on the front page or we don't hear leading newscasts that we need to be concerned about still.
Well, the Benghazi cover-up issue is still a big deal. And so there are committees that are looking at that. Daryl Issa has just been busier than one-armed paper hanger. The AP story that's come out where the Justice Department was getting the records of AP reporters. Also, the targeting of one of the Fox's reporters to look into his phone records is interesting. But now there's a new one that's come up that isn't getting much news yet. But that's Secretary Sebelius of HHS is alleged to have been calling insurance companies, trying to shake them down for seven-figure contributions to help promote the implementation of Obamacare.
Really?
And so, the federal government, it's against the law for a federal government employee to solicit contributions from organizations that they regulate. So that's now on the oversight agenda. I'll just tell you what's going on. We've got 44 oversight hearings in the House this week. So the administration has given us plenty of things to look at.
Lots of questions going to be asked.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this whole issue of abuse of power, and the American people deserve better, and so we're going to try to figure out, A, what's happening, and, B, how to stop it so it doesn't happen in the future.